Cleveland, Ohio prides itself on being a music-rich city. Cleveland was where legendary DJ Alan Freed first used the term rock and roll, and it's home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the city isn't exactly known for its Spanish-language music scene. In fact, one local station that recently switched formats from alternative rock to Spanish-language music is facing an interesting problem. Tony Ganser of station WCPN in Cleveland explains.
If you walk into Las Vilas Deli and Pastry in Cleveland, you'll likely hear pop music from La Mega 87.7 FM on the radio behind the counter, just next to the shelves full of Puerto Rican hats, flags, and knickknacks. Ivan Memo is the manager.
I'm Puerto Rican, but listening to La Mega all day long, you can listen to Mexican, Colombian music, all type of music, and that's a good thing because it makes the Hispanic community come closer.
Yes and no.
You would think that there is one huge demographic in the Hispanics in Cleveland, but in reality, there's a lot of different cultural backgrounds.
That's Daniel Melendez, program director for Cincinnati-based TSJ Media. The company puts out Spanish-language newspapers and magazines all over the Midwest. It also operates three Spanish-language radio stations in Ohio, including La Mega.
So when you're the only station and you're trying to have Central Americans and Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Cubans, you got to understand that not just because it's the same language, it's the same music, because it's not.
Puerto Rico.
Most of the Spanish-speaking community in Cleveland is Puerto Rican, attracted here by the steel industry. And there is a lot of excitement for the young La Mega. But as Melendez says, there's diversity within the Latino community, and that's made La Mega's job a bit tougher. Spanish language music may all be sung in Spanish, but Melendez says each country has its own special flavor of music. Puerto Ricans, he says, like merengue. In the Dominican Republic, it's all about salsa. And in Mexico, it can even break down city by city. Spanish language stations aren't new on the coasts, and they've gradually been cropping up in the American heartland, too. The next step, says Daniel Melendez, is to target Latino listeners of specific genres. All English language radio, after all, isn't the same.
I would think that Cleveland should have three or four Spanish radio stations because of the diversity we've encountered. There is enough Hispanics to serve in this market.
La Mega is trying its best to mix up its playlist and satisfy its diverse audience the best it can. But a big thing it has going for it is its local focus. Melendez says his demographic likes a station with a homey feel. Plus, La Mega is the flagship Spanish language station for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And love him or hate him, LeBron James has a way of uniting disparate communities. For The World, I'm Tony Ganser in Cleveland.